The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act promises all students, regardless of ability, the same opportunity for a good education. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor reports that promise stands in full even during a pandemic.
When schools closed last spring to stem the spread of COVID-19, teachers and students alike had to quickly acclimate to virtual learning. Now they are gearing up for a school year full of masks and social distance. It's a year that could oscillate between in-person classrooms and virtual spaces. And special educators want to keep offering individualized instruction, even if this new reality presents unique challenges for them.
Right now, it is hard to prepare for the school year.
That's Sarah Call, a special education teacher from Cody. She says she's confident her students will receive as good an education as ever, but it'll take careful, extensive preparation.
Because you have to be prepared for whether it's in person, whether it's the hybrid, you know, in person and online for some students, or if it's completely online. So we have to prepare so that we're ready for any of those situations.
In person, students with sensory needs might find the necessary masks uncomfortable or distracting. Those needing to learn and practice appropriate boundaries must now learn the new standard for social distance, the one that everyone's been getting used to. And learning virtually presents its own challenges. Jared Moretti is the Student Support Services Director for Park County School District 6.
When you talk about that virtual situation, that offers or that creates a whole new set of challenges as far as, you know, the effectiveness of that instruction. Trying to do physical therapy, you know, virtually over a computer, that's difficult to do.
Like general education teachers, special educators will likely have to alter their plans throughout the fall semester as circumstances change.
I think we really have to be flexible.
A major component of special education is preparing students for the real world. The question now is, what is the real world going to look like? And what world should students be prepared for? It's something Moretti has been thinking about.
I don't think our school is going to go back to exactly the way it was. I don't know if our world will go back exactly to what it was. You know, and I think we do a really good job, you know, around the state and a really good job here in Cody of preparing students and having them meet goals and make progress toward the target. The hard part now is we don't know what that target is.
Moretti, Call, and others in special education will have to figure it out as they go.
They definitely didn't have any college courses as far as, you know, what happens when you shut a school down for a pandemic and those types of things. I know it's a cliche, but there's the old adage, we are literally building the airplane as we fly it right now.
Teachers and specialists are guided by the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. Margie Robertson is the Director for Special Education Programs at the Wyoming Department of Education. She says a pandemic doesn't change that federal promise of equitable instruction.
That law stands in full. It has not shifted. It has not changed. We are going to apply it full on. So much of special education should not change, even though our world has shifted.
Student progress and goals are laid out in what's known as an IEP. That's an individualized education program. The IEP is created and continually updated by a team of educators, administrators, specialists, and the student's parents. Robertson says those IEP teams will have to be responsive to the changing nature of the pandemic and their local county-level health guidance.
Really, what's on that IEP is a contract or an agreement about what's going to be provided to a child. What should not change is that the kids should get exactly what is spelled out on their IEP and that parents should be included in that discussion.
Robertson says Wyoming schools are poised to do just this.
We're in some very tough times. The most important piece to remember is that an IEP team, the team of people who know and care about the student, have to come together to solve these problems on an individual basis. So there's not one answer for all kids. It has to be individualized.
Laurel Main is the Director of Special Education for Sheridan County School District 1, where students return on August 24th. She says thinking about how to offer individualized instruction is nothing new for special educators and IEP teams.
It's always something that I think about and that I'm concerned about, whether we're in school or not in school.
Main says IEP teams will continue what they've always been tasked with doing, trying to make the best possible decisions and looking for the best long-term outcomes for their students.
I'm not any more concerned, I guess, than I am every day, because I think that's always at the forefront of your mind. Is this what's really best for kids? And is this what's really what this kid needs? And is there more that we should be doing? Is there something different that we should be doing? I mean, those are questions that we're constantly asking ourselves.
Back in Cody, Sarah Call says she's trying to set the right tone for her classes.
I really try to always have a positive attitude, and I just